Bitter cold temperatures occurred again this morning across a large part of the Midwest. We're going to continue in this cold weather pattern for another 5 to 7 days, but there is hope on the horizon that changes will come as we move into the first week of February. Temperatures this morning were in the single digits, both positive and negative across the Midwest. Most of the temperatures this morning were in the positive single digit readings, but there were a number of readings below zero that did occur across portions of northern and central Illinois, northern Missouri, most of Iowa, northern and central portions of Indiana, and areas northward to the Canada border. Temperatures were as cold as the negative teens and negative 20s across the upper Midwest, with some locations in northern Minnesota dropping down near and slightly below minus 30. The temperatures are certainly occurring in a time when our winter crops would be vulnerable to some kind of damage, but because of the snow that's on the ground, there should not be any issue across the majority of the region. Now, further to the west, in Nebraska and Kansas, temperatures did get down to the positive and negative single-digit readings this morning, and there is no snow on the ground in those locations, and there may be a little bit of winter kill that may occur across some of that region. It looks like the temperatures are mostly borderline for damage, and we'll continue to monitor that when we get into the spring greening days and see how much of the crop will come back around after all the cold weather that has occurred this winter. Well, the precipitation prospects across the Midwest will continue as they have been. We'll see frequent bouts of light snow moving from northwest to southeast across the majority of the region over the next full week. And the precipitation that occurs will be mostly light, but occasionally we'll see some moderate amounts of snow, especially downwind from Lake Michigan, and also in association with a cold air mass that comes through the upper parts of the Midwest as we go from Friday into Saturday. That particular snow event could produce anywhere from a dusting to 2 inches in general, but some 3 to 4 inch amounts may occur in a small portion of Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan as we get into the day, Friday night into Saturday morning. There'll be a narrow band of precipitation that will follow that, and that will occur probably Saturday night into Sunday morning across the Dakotas into portions of northern Indiana and northern Ohio. That, too, could produce a dusting to 2 inches with some local 3-inch-plus amounts of snowfall. After that system goes by, a change in the upper atmosphere will take place, but only after bitter cold air settles into the region one last time. Temperatures well below zero will occur across a big part of the Midwest as we get into the early to middle part of next week. It'll be downright nasty out there, but as we go through the second part of next week and into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, warmer weather will work its way across a big part of North America. The upper air flow pattern will change from moving air masses from the Arctic down into the eastern and central parts of the U.S. to a pattern that will bring storm systems from west to east across the country. This new pattern will bring in milder temperatures and offer a chance for some periodic precipitation across the region, which will help to assure that we don't see any more extreme temperatures for a little while. The unfortunate part of the pattern is that we'll probably see an increase in snowfall across some areas in the region. In the meantime, down in South America today, the forecast continues to bring on more rain to Argentina, and we'll likely see a further improvement in crops across much of that region. Central and northern portions of Argentina will see widespread rain into Friday, and then some drier weather will occur for a little while over the weekend, and some follow-up precipitation will occur next week. All of this will add up to a much improved outlook for some of its summer crops, although the southwest will probably stay a little bit too dry. And in Brazil, well-timed rain and sunshine periods will occur all the way through the end of this month and into the first week of February. The bottom line will preserve the huge crop that's likely to come out of that country. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.